Sintonitzeu les vostres neurones perquè és l'hora de Patxoca Sound, el programa de Ràdio 90 sense fronteres. Músiques d'ara i de sempre i d'arreu del món. Harmonitzeu les orelles i obriu la ment per un viatge a través de la història de la música contemporània. Una declaració desigual i heterogènia que et farà sentir. Patxoca Sound, el so histriònic de la Garrotxa.
Welcome again. Carol's Coffee Chat is about to start.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. The people in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their
Benvinguts a les tertúlies d'anglès del Patxoca Sound amb la Carol. Welcome, Carol. How are you doing?
Okay, Alash, but today I'm a little sad because our special guest couldn't come.
Oh, well, and why not?
Because her car got impounded.
Oh, okay. Her car was broken, no?
No, her car was taken away by the...
Ah, okay. Okay,
the tow truck.
Ah, fuck them.
Yes.
And a green one, and a blue one, and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
Benvinguts a les tertúlies d'anglès. Avui no tenim una entrevista perquè el cotxe se li van portar la grua, així que no ha pogut venir. So, what we are going to do today?
Well, I'm going to interview you.
Oh,
if you don't mind.
Okay, I don't mind. I like that. Yeah,
okay.
Why not?
All right.
The first interview I'm going to do.
Okay.
Here. So,
before we begin with your interview, let's kind of get in the mood with a song from the Beach Boys from 1964.
Okay.
Called like Good Vibrations.
Yeah, I wish you good vibrations to every one of you.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Gentle on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Now, softly smile, I know she must be kind. In her eyes, she goes with me to a blossom world.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations.
Good Vibrations by the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Good. So, Carol.
Okay. Well, Alesh, my first question for you is, how did you get involved in being on the radio?
Well, that's a nice question. That's a good question. I was getting involved in the radio 3 years ago. Thanks to Rosa.
Thanks to Rosa. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rosa is one of the founders founders of the radio.
Okay.
And she took me here with Lily. And then we started this program Pachoca Sound. And we are really really happy that we could meet her. And the whole family of Radio Nuranta.
All right. Bueno, ahora, traduíme, ¿no? Yo le he preguntado a Alesh cómo es que picaron el radio y me han dicho que fa 3 años que va con ella la Rosa, que era uno de los fundadores de Radio Nuranta, y ella va a convidar a Alesh y la Lily para venir aquí a Pachoca Sound.
Sí, sí.
Okay, and what do you like best about being on the radio?
Well, I really like music. I'm really into music since I was a child. So music is the best for me.
Okay.
I couldn't imagine life without music.
I couldn't either. That would be, wow, what an
so,
empty place.
This is a good platform for sharing music and also for searching new kinds of music as well.
Okay. Do you want to translate that part?
I don't remember what I said, Carol.
Okay. No, yo le pregunté a Alesh porque qué es lo que le agrada más de estar en la radio. Y digo porque le agrada mucho la música, siempre le agrada desde que era muy petit.
Sí.
Y que es una buena plataforma para exposar
sí.
la música y también para ponerlo en contacto con música nueva.
Para compartir y para sí. conocer nuevas músicas, sí.
Okay, well, talking about music, let's listen to one of your favorite songs.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put one of my favorite songs, which is Follow the Sun by Xavi Root. He's Australian.
Okay.
And he's really into connected with the earth, with the nature, and with the Aborigines
from Australia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I really like him because he transfers you good vibrations.
Okay.
Well.
Okay. Today we're going to be about good vibrations.
Yeah. So. Escoltarem Xavier Ruth, Follow the Sun. Brand new moon and brand new sun.
direction of the birds, the direction of love. Cherish this moment, cherish this breath. Tomorrow's a new day for everyone. Brand new moon, brand new sun. The wind blowing, and what does your heart say?
Acabeu d'escoltar Xavier Root amb la seva cançó Follow the Sun. I really, really like this song because it's really optimistic.
Yeah.
And it's kind of moving also.
Yeah.
And it touches you and it sets you free also.
Yeah.
And wish I could go one day to Australia.
Yeah.
It's one of my dreams.
Okay. I hope you can. Yeah. All right, Alesh, I know that besides music, you also have an interest, which is art.
Yeah, of course. Music and art.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And did you begin drawing when you were a child? Or?
Yeah, when I was a child, I think when I was 9 or 10, my parents took me into an art school.
Uh-huh.
Like extrascolar.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to say it in English.
Yeah, extracurricular activities.
Okay. In the afternoons, I think 2 days per week.
Uh-huh.
Then I begin getting interested, involved in art. And then, well, I went to Bellas Arts.
Uh-huh.
Then I arrived here in Olot and then went to School of Art of Olot.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm a tattoo artist.
Ah. Okay. So, let's say that que le interesa el art tan como la música es a toda la vida. Y cuando tenía 9 años, los seus padres lo van portar a fer clases extraescolar de art. Y desde allá, anat a fer Bellas Arts allá a Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
Y después de pujar aquí a Olot, he fet
L'Escola d'Art.
Mm. Sí, d'il·lustració, no?
Sí.
I que ara és un artista de tatuatges, eh?
That's good.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
So if you want a tattoo, just call me.
Okay. I think I have a tattoo pendant, huh? I have to choose the design and the place and... And then I'm going for it.
Whenever you want, Carol.
Okay. Okay. How about another song? Let's keep the music coming.
Yeah, of course. Next song will be from Ben Howard, one of my favorite singer-songwriters. He's from Devon.
Uh-huh.
He's my age also.
Really?
Yeah, 28.
Okay, so he's young.
Yeah, uh-huh. He's really young and... He plays really well the guitar and really like these songs. Estava a punt d'escoltar Ben Howard amb la seva cançó All Is Now Harmed. Això és Ben Howard amb el seu tema All is now harm, que vol dir tot està malmès, no?
Sí.
Tot està malmès.
Yeah, I think that would be the best way to translate that.
So, we're about to finish the interview. I'm getting nervous.
Yeah. Okay, so, Alesh, you speak pretty good English. So the question is, how did you learn English?
How? Well, since I was a child also.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I was in an extrascolar as
uh-huh.
well.
Uh-huh.
In English, but when I really learned English was in London.
In London?
Yeah, I was living in London for a whole summer.
Uh-huh.
And then I came back 2 years after that.
Uh-huh.
For a winter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was there. So
okay.
It's the best way to learn English, getting involved.
Yeah.
And speaking with people all the time.
Yeah, I think that when you're in situ, it's a question of, as they say in English, to sink or swim.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, and I remember being in the metro and starting to think in English, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to go here and there. And
yeah.
So when this happens, I think you're really in the mood, no?
Yeah, yeah. I think that when you begin to think in a new language or you have a dream, you're dreaming and suddenly something comes up in another language and you really feel like you're kind of, it's become you.
Yeah.
Good. Any hints? No helpful hints for people who want to learn English?
Travel a lot.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think. Travel a lot and, of course, seeing movies, watching movies, and series in original version.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, yeah. Once again, I think we can't emphasize too much for people. Please don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Maybe you won't understand everything, but it's one of the best ways to substitute for actually being in a place where people speak English.
And also you can learn English through the internet.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. There's all kinds of sites and, for all levels and everything. Yeah.
And there's a good website called Couchsurfing that you can take travelers around the world to your home.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Couchsurfing.
Couch is el sofà i pots convidar la gent, els viatgers, a casa teva i that's, I think that's the best. If you don't have money to travel.
Yeah, you can bring the travelers to you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, Alesh, I don't want you to get any more nervous than you already are.
No. I'm not nervous. No. It was a joke.
Yeah. So, one more song from you?
Yeah. The last song. I'm going to put Massive Attack.
Okay.
It's a band that Lily and I went to see to Barcelona 4 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And it was like kind of ens va unir.
Okay.
I Pachoca Sound, doncs també Massive Attack és un dels seus grups preferits. Així que estava a punt d'escoltar Massive Attack amb la cançó Babel.
Si t'agrada el rap, la cultura del hip-hop i tota la música digna de sonar en un Ghetto Blaster, aquí tens Ghetto Blaster de Pagès. Engeguem el Ghetto Blaster cada dissabte, de 4 a 5 a Ràdio 90, la ràdio lliure i cultural de la Garrotxa.
Bé, continuem les tertúlies d'anglès amb el Carol's Coffee Chat. I ara reprenem les nostres seccions habituals, començant amb el ABC i amb els Jackson 5. Bé, doncs, amb l'ABC farem una mica de classes de gramàtica en anglès.
And because we've been working through the changes that verbs make, we've come to actually the last change.
Mm-hmm.
But the last change can be used in a number of different ways, so today we're only going to focus on one, okay? What
okay.
we're talking about is the past participle, which would be with the regular verbs, the verb with ED, like played. No, and with the irregular verbs, that would be the famous third column.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. The idea that we're going to work with today is just the expression, have you ever, no, have mm-hmm. you ever been to London?
Has estat mai a Londres.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're asking about an experience in the past, possible yes or no, and that's it. No?
Okay, el okay. past participle.
Yeah, the past participle.
Seria la tercera columna dels irregular verbs, no?
Sí.
Choose, chose, chosen.
Chosen, no?
Okay.
Okay.
I think this is the difficult part of that.
Yeah, yeah. The especially the present perfect tense, people have a lot of trouble with it, mm-hmm. no? So let's listen to a song, mm-hmm. and then we'll give a few examples.
Okay.
Okay?
Estem a punt d'escoltar una cançó que hem trobat a l'atzar.
Sí.
How do you translate azar in English?
It's just like by chance.
By chance.
So when we were making up the song list, the song just popped up.
Yeah.
You know, like it wanted to be in the show. Here it is.
Stuck in the middle with you.
So, Alesh, first question.
Mm-hmm.
No, using this, no. Have you ever lost your documents?
Yeah, I do. I did.
I have.
Sorry.
Because normally the short answer would be I have or no, I haven't. No, mm-hmm. But then when you explain to me.
Mm-hmm.
How you lost your documents, and you were talking the simple past.
Okay.
Okay. So, what happened?
Well, I lost my wallet.
Okay.
Three or four times. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good. And the next one is, have you ever fallen asleep? Now, this expression to fall asleep is quedar dormida. Mm-hmm. Have you ever fallen asleep at a party?
No, I haven't.
Really?
No, never, never, never,
never,
never ever.
I have.
No. I haven't. No.
I fell asleep when you're Christmas Eve. It was pretty funny. Okay, so if you're asking another person, it would be: have you ever?
Mm-hmm.
And then the form of the verb. No. Have you ever eaten sushi? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's go to another song. I'm kind of in a song mood today.
Okay.
Yeah? It's a, you know, spring.
Springtime.
And what have we got? Happy Together?
Yeah.
Okay. This is going out to all my friends abroad.
Okay. Okay?
As well as my friends here, but especially my friends abroad. It's from the Turtles, and it's from 1967.
Wow.
Whoa.
Long time ago.
Yep.
We are happy together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be, so very fine, so happy together.
they toss the dice. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
Happy Together from the Turtles.
Mm-hmm.
Good song.
Yeah.
So, shall we continue?
Yes, let's do.
Doncs continuem amb la següent secció, que parla sobre malentesos. Amb la cançó de Nina Simone, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad.
The great Nina Simone.
Fantastic song. I love that song. I really love that song. Okay, so today we're going to just focus on one word,
mm-hmm.
which is the word meet, the verb to meet, no?
Conèixer.
Conèixer, mm-hmm. no? But also it can mean...
Trobar.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's where the confusion mm-hmm. comes from, no?
Mm-hmm.
Or can come from. So if you meet someone for the first time, usually you say, oh, nice to meet you.
Yeah.
No?
But, nice to meet you, too.
Yeah. But that's only the first time that you meet somebody in the sense of the conèixer's,
mm-hmm.
no? Whereas if you see somebody again, you know, you would say, oh, good to see you,
mm-hmm.
you know, rather than nice to meet you,
yeah.
you know, good to see you. And then the second use of the word meet, like trobarnos, would be like, let's meet at the sport,
mm-hmm.
no? At 6 o'clock.
Que seria com el quedar d'aquí.
Sí.
Quedem al bar a les 6.
Sí. No? Mm-hmm. Or, no? So, just kind of keep those two ideas. No? One is nice to meet you. No? Encantat de conèixer el primer cop mm-hmm. que coneixes una persona. Després, si el trobes un altre cop, good to see you again.
Mm-hmm.
No? And ens trobem, no? Let's meet. No?
Yeah. Or... Last night I met your son.
Yeah.
In the bar, no?
Yeah. Yeah.
That could okay. be.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's continue.
Yeah.
No?
What's next?
Don't know much about.
No.
I know.
Okay. Oh, well, let's do on our way to don't know much about. Let's go. Let's listen to Grooving.
Ah, okay. Uh-huh. The Young Rascals, no?
The Young Rascals Grooving.
Let's grooving.
Yeah.
Let's groove.
Let's groove. Now let's that the groove. Weather's getting good, we can groove. Yeah. Groove is like, I don't know, how can we translate it? Passar su bé?
Sí.
No?
Sí.
Yeah.
Sí, sí. Doncs escoltarem una cançó també dels anys 70, 60, 70?
1967.
67, del yeah. 67. The Young Rascals, Grooving.
Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together. There ain't a place I like to be. Crowded avenue.
on spending sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life will be ecstasy, you and me endlessly grooving on a Sunday afternoon.
Grooving dels Young Rascals. So, now it's time for Don't Know Much.
Yeah.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know what it was.
Doncs la secció del Don't Know Much, parlarem sobre el tòpic del mes, i aquest mes doncs hem triat les noves tecnologies.
I don't know much about new technology. Or I could say maybe I didn't know much.
Yeah, yeah? You didn't.
I didn't, no.
Because now you are really into it.
Yeah, yeah, now I've got a smartphone and I think I lost my technophobia.
La Carol ha perdut la seva tecnofòbia i ara té un super smartphone.
Yeah, yeah. It's almost as smart as I am.
Smart vol dir intel·ligent. Són
sí.
Mòbils intel·ligents.
Yeah.
Perquè estan connectats sempre a internet.
Yeah.
I qualsevol pregunta que... Això, doncs...
No, no, it's amazing. It really is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, you know, says something and you can say, wait, just a moment. You know? And
Mr. Google will answer you.
Yeah. So, one thing that we talked about is the different kinds of films and series that mm-hmm. have come up now that have to do with new technology or it's incorporated in it.
Mm-hmm.
And one film that we'd like to recommend is called Disconnect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good movie.
Yeah. Really, really good with that shows like problems that can come about through the use of new technology.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Facebook thing, no? The
yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I'll, you know. Yeah, I think that new technology has brought us both positive and negative things.
Sí, les noves tecnologies ens han portat coses molt bones, però també coses dolentes. I bé, en aquesta pel·lícula de Disconnect hi ha diverses històries i una d'elles és un noi que pateix bullying a través del Facebook.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
Doncs us la recomanem molt a tots. Disconnect.
Disconnect.
Yeah.
And let's listen to a song, and then we'll come back to the topic. No?
Okay.
Okay. I think now we have the Loving Spoonful, I Believe in Magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think that new technology is a bit magical.
Okay. The Loving Spoonful.
Tell you about the magic and the free of soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll.
It's a kind of magic.
Yeah. In terms of a TV series, we watched, I think it's a new series, called Man Seeking Woman.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on a book by Simon Rich called The Last Girlfriend on Earth, which I'm going to ask for it at the library and see if they've got it, you know, if I can read the book. But it's a pretty funny series. It's considered a romantic and surreal comedy.
Yeah, really surreal and silly.
Yeah, really, really silly. Yeah. And there's, you know, quite a bit of new technology in it.
A lot. Yeah. Like dating via mobile applications like, I don't know, Tinder or whatever.
Yeah.
WhatsApp as well.
Yeah, it's you know, I recommend it, you know.
It's really funny, yeah.
It's really funny. And now we're going to listen to the theme song.
Okay,
of the series.
Mm-hmm.
The theme song's called Reconstruct, and it's by Fauté.
Sí, doncs us recomanem molt una sèrie que es diu Man Seeking Woman, que la traducció seria Home Busca Dona, i és una sèrie molt divertida que, bé, tracta sobre la nova manera que la gent ara doncs està lligant, no? Que és a través dels smartphones i de diverses aplicacions com el Tinder, el WhatsApp i altres. Esteu a punt d'escoltar el tema principal d'aquesta sèrie tan divertida. Reconstruct. Bye for day. Bé, i us volem parlar de dues aplicacions que ens agraden molt. Una l'explicaré jo i l'altra l'explicarà la Carol. The next application is called Shazam. And it's really, really cool because with your smartphone, you can directly point it to the baffle, to the speaker.
To the speaker.
Yeah, and then the application... recognize the song. And then you tag the song, and then you can remember which song is it. And then when you are at home, you can download it.
Wow.
Or listen in via Facebook, via YouTube, or whatever.
Wow.
It's really, really cool, this application. Yeah. And I just started to use it a few weeks ago.
Lucky you. I think I'll have to get it downloaded into my phone. And another one that I haven't used, but I have a friend who travels a lot, and he's been putting things up on Facebook using a application called Magisto. That's Magisto, which is a way to edit and kind of, you know, make an interesting video presentation with music and fading in and out and things like that.
Doncs sí, us recomanem dues aplicacions, una que es diu Shazam, que serveix per reconèixer cançons a través del mòbil quan estàs en una discoteca, quan estàs en un bar o quan estàs mirant una pel·lícula. Només has d'apuntar cap al baffle i ell te la reconeix. I l'altra aplicació és Magisto i serveix per editar vídeos amb música d'una manera molt ràpida i senzilla per als qui no sàpiguen bé l'edició professional de vídeos.
Yeah.
Doncs bé, ja estem a punt d'acabar el programa d'avui. Well, Carol, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, and that's it for today. Yeah. It's, you know, the Holy Week,
mm-hmm.
you know, Easter. It's a time of rebirth, regeneration. Everything's yeah. coming back to life yeah. after the long, cold winter. And so we want to leave you with a song from the film Life of Brian.
Yeah.
It's called The Bright Side of Life.
Yeah. yeah.
No? How can we translate that?
Always look on the bright side of life. Sempre has de mirar al cantó positiu de la vida.
So... No? Let's encourage everybody to do that, and happy Easter.
Sí. Que disfruteu molt la Setmana Santa, i ens veiem el mes que ve amb la Carol, i ens veiem la setmana que ve amb el Pacho Casson. Fins aviat. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cheer up, Brian. You know what they say? Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. And always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps, just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Come on! Always look on the bright side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
Life's a piece of shit when you look at it. Life's a laugh and death's a joke, it's true. You'll see it's all a show. Keep on laughing as you go. Just remember that the last laugh is on you. And
always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the right side of life.
Nothing will come from nothing, you know what I say?